Hello friends, we are meeting for this interesting subject, customer-centric organization. This subject is emerging subject, not necessarily that it is very fresh though, but the complexity involved in this subject makes it a challenging new era for every organization. Therefore, what you are learning will be of utility for you. So subject is customer-centric organization. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this subject. We are today going to cover chapter 1. Chapter 1 is essentially customer centricity. Why now more than ever? Interesting, isn't it? So we will learn why now. We will learn why now. We will not only learn also that more than ever. So that's what is a objective. Objective covers various aspects wherein you have to first understand what is customer centricity, its importance, then what is not customer centricity, something which is always very difficult, very thin line between customer focus versus customer centricity. We will continue to in fact learn this as we move forward also in subsequent chapters. Designing the infrastructure, what all you need to design to make your organization customer centric, then also focusing on customer first. That's a cultural shift that is required, and key attributes of customer centricity. So like if you were to judge whether your organization is customer centric or not, then you have to look at this customer centric key attributes and then develop customer centricity with customer relationship management program, which is generally there in most companies. So just to help you understand the essence, the introduction part goes something like this, wherein it says, it is very, very important that today in a very competitive world, organization cannot survive that onslaught of competition, new customers coming, if they are not customer centric. Therefore, what is required is to get that competitive edge, all your products and services which you include, which you are trying to launch, what you currently have, needs to get customer centricity element by purely product or purely service or product plus service. Many companies feel that now they have added so many services to their product and therefore they are customer centric. No. Okay. Standalone products and standalone services without customer centricity certainly cannot really survive this onslaught. And therefore, the new foundation, the profitability foundation, is built on building a customer centric organizations wherein the relationship matters. So that's the crux of it. What is required is that the sales which comes to you from various customers have to be more profitable. So should you focus on mass customers? Should you focus on select? We will learn about that. So that's also is very important aspect to be known. And then most of these points that you are going to have, your sale therefore is essentially going to come to you from the customers who know you well, who matter, your relationship with you matter to them. They start becoming loyal to you, and these loyal customers help you to earn more and earn profitably. So that's the another crux of it. But the effective customer, to get that loyalty, you know, from your customers, relationship has to be built. The foundation is being customer centric, involving them. So what is customer centricity? As we said, one of these objectives that we will try to understand. Customer centric means, if an organization is to, in simple term, understand what the customer centricity is, putting the customer at the center of every activity of yours. Now you will wonder, how can I involve them in product? How can I help to decide price? Various aspects. So that we will be revealing today. But customer, you have to essentially bring in the center of your every activity. So be it product, be it sales process that you design, be it delivery methods and delivery systems that you have, is customer at the center or not? Okay, creating a customer-centric culture. Therefore, this cannot happen by defining a very good SOP. It requires a cultural shift. The cultural shift clubbed with the value that you are offering to your customers, there he is so heavily dependent on it. That's what is matters. So you have to see that you bring customer in every development of yours, create a brand value which customers respect, and with them see that your brand value, you are able to retain its competitiveness by frequently bringing customers into your development part. So that's the customer centricity. Very briefly though, another grammatical representation, you see that there are three circles out here. You see that this is customer experience. It starts with customer experience. The essence of customer centricity is you are bringing customers in your development to impart unbelievable experience, undisputed experience, differentiated experience. Now that when starts happening, my couriers reach every time, you know, in time, but the pickup, they are so fast. The moment I tell them, next moment their person is at my door, and you know, those kind of exhilarating feeling that we get about somebody doing something exceedingly well, that's what brings the value. So you may feel you DHL has put in enough infrastructure to see that the cargo move rapidly, but that's not what customer value. Customer value dependency, customer value reliability, that my cargo reaches in the time that they are offering. So you need to understand that when you do this, what is the value that you are creating, and that value, are you able to sustain it, remain differentiated over the lifetime? That's the another, you know, deeper meaning of customer centricity. So continuing to understand in a better manner, consumers who have a positive experience. So now the experience can be positive, negative. The consumer who has a positive experience are therefore more likely to become, or at least wants to start a relationship with you by giving you repeat business. Loyalty is a long term. It doesn't mean, the one important aspect that you will learn during this entire subject, you can't be making every customer happy. So very fundamentally, how to identify during your customer centric process, right customers to serve. That's another important thing that you have to remember. It means focusing your value creation, focusing in ensuring delivery of experience to those few customers who are going to have a relationship and have a loyalty with you. Certain negative experiences, etc., customers may want to give business elsewhere, but still your ability to retain them depends on how much value you continue to create for him. So why is customer centricity so important? That's the next question which everyone has in his mind. Are we not? We have been doing this for ages, and my relationship with customer is very good, but that relationship is not about when he comes to your showroom and you tell him good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or you pack for him very differently, or you continue to have, you know, your market growing. Your market is growing every last 10 years. It doesn't mean that you are customer centric. Why it is important? Companies therefore focus on in a very important stimulating organic growth. If you do this customer centricity, you can organically grow. You don't need a synthetic fertilizers that you need. You do not need to invest heavily in promotion mix, etc. Drive growth by tailoring offering, and whole organization becomes customer for as customer centric. The whole organization is designed, the processes are designed to give that experience, create that value over a long term lifetime of the customer, so to say. Adapting entire approach of doing the business and providing various kinds of customer centric support. Sir, you want this support? Yes, we will try and reach you out there. Sir, you are stuck elsewhere. Mahindra Trucks has introduced this service. Wherever you are stuck, call us, we'll be there. So look at this service. It doesn't so simple. And you can imagine the topography of India. If he's stuck somewhere in a jungle or in a hilly area, etc., they are still assuring you that. So that's very critical for you to know. And you respond to the various nature of unmet needs. There are certain unmet needs. The moment you start opening out, the moment you start involve customers, various unmet needs will come in front of you, and if you are able to continue to satisfy them in a very, very innovative way, keeping customer at the center, their relationship with you is bound to grow. they are going to get more and more dependent on you. Therefore, relationship and the loyalty curve will start. So, further trying to understand why is customer centricity so important, this slide essentially in sum up tells you that while you create value, organizations to create value for which investment, infrastructure, people, training, etc., process modifications, all is required. Now, if your organizations cannot recover value, recovery of the value is in two forms: your ability to extract better price, your ability to continue to get the same customers coming to you again and again and give you more business. Now, if you do not achieve this, what will happen? The organization's profitability will be directly impacted, because acquisition cost, the capital investment will go up, that will offset, gets offset against your gross profit. So that's what also very important while getting customer centricity included in your approach to customers, customer servicing, etc. What customer centricity is not, this is also very important. There are few criteria that one need to clearly understand. There are different slides by that. Not the, it's not the responsibility of the contact center. Heavily myth is contact center being the nodal point of customer intersection. Most people in the organization say that they are responsible, but believe me, friends, they are just a means through which the customers are reaching you feedback. If feedback is not absorbed inside, if feedback is not acted upon, etc., your customer centricity will suffer. So it's not the onus on putting call center responsible for customer centricity or customer dissatisfaction is not right. Another factor that you need to consider to understand what is not customer centricity, that's the second point, not a commitment to delight every customers. In your daily interactions, you will come across customers who come out to be very difficult. Earlier part was about values and all that we talk about. While you do that, you have invested in, but there are customers who will still find issues with your services, still find issues with the way you handle them, etc. They bombard your call center executives in a very unpleasant way. Not only that, problem has happened due to their ineffectiveness, inefficiency, error, still they expect you to help them and overcome, and that also free of cost, etc. They even go on to the extent of bargaining very hard while extracting various things from you. So they want to have a winning edge over you. Now, even that kind of customers are very, very fussy, demanding, and some customers who kind of are upfront, or they are the one who continue to give you negative rating even if you strive hard. Now, organizations need to really understand that customer centricity does not mean this commitment towards every customers. So that's also, it doesn't mean that you don't do it, but for whom will you do it? That's important. Not a set of technology and solutions. That's very important. The first line, it's all about mindset. When you have a mindset, you go for it. You go and you want to do things for customers. Now, when you want to do things for customers, you look for productivity, efficiency, etc. That's where the deployment of technology helps. So, automatic thank you, SMS and email is one such thing, just an example. So, it's not that, to be a customer centric, you have to have a high-end technology and various solutions. It's like a mindset resetting, cultural realignment. And then to work efficiently, productively, you bring in technology. So that's what. So what is not customer centricity? We have understood very well. How well do you know your customer? So that's also another important aspect. After understanding essentially what is customer centricity, what is not, etc. Now, how well do you know your customer? So now, because you are starting a journey to understand customer centricity in detail, and you need to know first the customers. So a few customers steps that will be concrete step. You have to take certain concrete steps that will help you. That will help you to become customer centric. This is the starting stage. Stand in your customer shoes. So very important. They say look at various things from the perspective of customers. So when they come to you, they suggest you things. When they complain to you. When they stop interacting with you, etc., look at it from their perspective. Every aspect of it, it's a full spectrum that you have to see from putting yourself in their shoes. Another one is like customers, as you see, that customer-centric organizations have the following characteristics. Now, these are, of course, list of characteristics. Not that I have to essentially explain, but these are the characteristics. Some of them, if I say, use customers' data. So, a lot of data is being churned in today's technology world, using data to identify best customers. Remember, we said we cannot serve everybody right. Focus on product and services that you can do best, create value, and value should be there undifferentiated or differentiated for the life. So these are some of the characteristics that customer-centric organizations possess. So another characteristics is organizations strive. Organizations strives to create, you know, delighted and devoted customers. So that aspects come out when you look at this aspect. Such organizations are very quick to respond. Okay, they are in a position to exceed expectations. Whatever that they do, they will do it differently. Customer is not expecting, yet customers got that. They do it consistently. So consistency is important. Doing it once a time is not that. Consistency is important. The way you deliver, handle customers deals with disappointment, which is the entire science of service repair. But that you have to do it again very differently so that customers do not feel embarrassed. He feels that he has been heard. So that's what empower their people. Your people is your front line. They deal with your customers directly. They need to have a power. They need to have an authority to take spontaneous decisions for which they have been trained also. Okay. Equip your people. Spot and remove the blockages. So like empowerment and then equipping with that tools and, you know, various infrastructures that will enable them to respond very fast. Beyond that, blockages. There are certain things, if you study well, you can identify that this area, there is always a service breakdown or very often a service breakdown. So if such things, just study the root cause and remove them. Champion their customer champions, you know. So like it's essentially bring that entire customer thinking in every level, every action of your organization. So, another aspects, a few concrete steps that we are trying to learn that will make it, you to be customer-centric, taking steps towards customer-centricity. This is a third one, staple yourself in a customer order. So, what it means is that track key customer experience. So, when you are providing a delivery, so staple yourself in a customer order. So, staple means walk with them. You know, be with them, study where the problem is happening, study where experience is flowing, going down, etc. And then field a diverse customer's team. So this is fielding the diverse customer's team means all your organization's people should have an effort to understand customers. It is not only a responsibility of a marketing or sales department. Here the example of IBM is given. They deploy diverse teams to connect with the customer, existing, even new, etc. Learn together with the customers. So also learning, they are in the center, as we remember earlier said. So you have to learn from them also. And that's the reason why General Electric invites people from a different region, continent, to their various seminars and various, meetings, etc. So that they also provide their input and then lean forward and anticipate. Now, this lean forward and anticipate looks a tiny last step, but very important. It's focus on what customers will want tomorrow. Focus on what customer will want tomorrow. So you have to be able to predict how things are going to be. This has been done very well by Steve Jobs for Apple, or Richard Branson continues to visualize what lies ahead. What we are going to now understand, we have heard earlier that, you know, customer is at the center of everything. So how do you do that? That's what obviously we all want to know. So what it tries to tell you, there is a single defining characteristic of customer centricity. It is this, Yane. So these are the aspects that makes you pulling the customer at the center. It begins with the top. The top level is committed and that will be visible. Every employee in the organization will start believing it. Also, what is required, it is built into the mission and vision of the organization. So it is not merely about just talking about customer centricity, but it's the drive towards which the organization is moving. Okay, create the right structure within the organization. So to be a customer centric, definitely current organization structure has to undergo a change, maybe massive change. So that has to be put in place and every employee should know his and her role. at the end of the day what is expected from them, and they should be able to evaluate how successfully they've been able to fulfill their role. So that's what this thing, to further understand this, it has been put in from the behavioral viewpoint, how organizations can, you know, claim or bring in customer centricity by incorporating various behavioral aspects. So to start, you have to start with the customers. You do not think of a product development. You start with the customer in mind and then understand entire challenges, problems that he faces. So customer is at the center of your product development. Design of your organization, be it profit or no profit organization, if they want to be customer centric, you have to see that everything you are able to understand from the customer viewpoint. And that the advantage is your organizations will be always grounded and you will get the pulse of changing customer needs, wants, etc. And therefore, you will be able to also adopt well and recognize that as customers, they must be recognized, you know, that they must be recognized that the organization values them and the business that they give. So organization has to keep making customers know that their relationship is valued because you are our source of a revenue, you are our source of profitability. Therefore, there are certain key attributes that one need to be now clearly understood when you talk of customer centricity. Customer centric organizations understands that in order to be successful, they need to customers fulfill a need, and that need has certain relevance. That need has a success element in it. Customer has come to you to achieve his goal. That is what has been mentioned out here. And whatever that you do for him, and therefore that whatever you do for him is an experience part. So starting from, you have to see that your entire focus is to help customers succeed. Succeed in what? The goal with which he has come to you. And interim phase is the experience that has been handled very well. Undisputedly, it is like, as they say, a wow out of the world. So behaviorally, if you have to look at it, how does organizations go about and determining their customer centricity? The customer care, you know, that extends and then reinforces the brand. So how much you care for your brand and how much you care for the customer who uses this brand, that's the first aspect that you need to understand behavioral characteristics wise. When you want to decide whether organization is customer centric or not, creation of a customer experience that surpasses the expectations, and that's something that competitor cannot also think about. Each customer is an individual, different set of person, and he is still valuable. For it's a learning ground for you, and deep understanding of what motivates. So there are reasons what you know, as a thing that they come to you, and that transcends, or that, you know, has a dealing with the value, and the word true value has been mentioned. So customers coming to you, are you understanding the value which he looks at it? It's not about the speed of, as I told you, DHL. DHL even communicates that they have a range of vehicle, right from their own aircraft to the boat, you know, that they have, so that they are able to express courier. But that express courier means what to the customers? Customer is coming to him for what? Not because investment, not because his claim for express courier, but dependency, reliability, or real-time information. There may be different reasons. So you have to understand the true value. So we will now study the seven pillars of customer centricity. Seven pillars of customer centricity means these are those foundation stone that makes the organization truly customer centric. So let me just take this one by one. Customer centricity is sometimes used as a catch-all term. It's like, you know, everybody talks about it, but are they really customer centric? So that is what one has to really determine. It should be a part of, as we earlier also said, vision, mission, etc. So it should be an integral, it should be at least moving towards becoming an integral DNA of the organization. The seven pillars of the customer centricity helps provide marketers with the insights to measure and assess their customer loyalty programs. Now, loyalty program is not about giving certain points and providing certain items in return in exchange of customers using those points. It's not. It's loyalties, developing a loyalty is more to do with the relationship. Relationship transcending into repeated business dependency. Customers become to a point where he will not think of switching you vis-a-vis the competing brand, and exclusive offers and various these things are just the tools that you bring in. But what you do to retain and build the loyalty is a different ballgame. So that's what has to be under the pillars include experience, loyalty communication, assortment, promotion, price, feedbacks. Your multi-prone approach that is required to build a relationship with them, make the relationship more loyal, have a timely communications. They are treated differently. For that, you may have various different assortments. Your promotions are exclusive for them. Prices are exclusive. And the feedback you take from them. So that's also very critical. So after giving you a preamble of seven pillars of customer centricity, these are the seven pillars on which the centricity of customer centricity depends. Starts with the experience. Every time you have the customer at the center, where experience delivery is the core, building relation and taking it up to the loyalty level is the next milestone. Regular communication. They should know all about you. They are like, they should feel that they are involved in your various organizational development. Not that you have to convey about promotions and all, but it's like broadly business in a way. Assortment, the kind of product plus services that you can bring it for them, that will always bring the freshness in the relationship, as they say. Are they part of the promotion? So many organizations strive to give them the exclusive even promotion, experience. So to say, the price definitely plays a role. Remember, you have created a value. Are you getting the value from the customer or not? So that's what. And the feedback, they always give you a feedback. And that feedback is how vital, how it is absorbed, how it is transmitted down the line. So that's very important. The right for them. So when customer perceives a company as a right for them, so this is a company who knows me, I would love to deal with it. So that's the seven pillars. Now we get into understanding best practices. So when you say best practices, what does it mean? How to become a customer centric? For that, you have to imbibe certain practices. So that is what we will get an idea here. There's a difference between customer focused and customer centric. So this is what we understood in the objective learning objective. We said you need to understand what is customer focused and what is customer centric. Many organizations say that everything of ours is aligned, to meet customer need, customer requirements. We can, our call center responds to them within 10 minutes, etc. But there's a difference that may be customer focused, you are still not customer centric. So, customer centricity has to be at the heart of it, and the cultural transformation is very critical. Culture is not about serving and exceeding customer satisfaction. Culture is to have customer as your starting point. So, that's a big shift that you require. It's a shift that requires the alignment of the three critical actions. So, we try to understand that customer must establish a compelling, means the companies must establish a compelling narrative that differentiates them from the competition. So we will come to that. Let me just go through the second and third. The second is empower employee to join the cultural transformation needed to deliver on the brand promises that has been made by the brand, and infuse the organizations with customer input. How is your organization infused, means injected with various input that customer gives you? So what is this narrative business that we talk about? Narrative and the culture shift transformation is both related. Without proper narrative, cultural transformation is not possible. So narrative here, the example of Starbucks is given. Your strategic perspective should be so clear to them. When you say that we stand for customer, but you stand for what? So like Starbucks has given that narrative, which is third place. So home office and Starbucks is a third place where people can spend their most of the available time in a relaxed manner, in a homely environment, kind of thing, very environment of a warmth. Nobody will come and bother you about next order, abhi kya, etc. So it, to understand that, the first is a translation in the external marketplace in terms of positioning the differentiation, and the second is the translation to the internal organization. So internal organization also should get affected by what is happening outside, and therefore what they do for the intended customer experience. So after making you understand what is that narrative that we understood, strategic narrative has to be very, very clear, known to everybody, both outside, that is the customer, and inside, the employee. And that's where narrative has to have purpose served. And so first purpose is that external marketplace. It enables you in the very sound positioning, and internally it is like imbibed by your employees, and therefore they always strive to create intended customer experience. So leaders who have effectively created a compelling narrative, those who are able to create that compelling narrative like Starbucks, what happens? You know, what happens to their efforts? So they have to focus on three areas essentially to really channelize the force that comes through the organization's becoming or gradually becoming customer centric. Executive need direct interaction with the customer. So this cultural shift will not come unless you do not have a first-hand impression. So there are organizations that I am aware of, for example, Ritz-Carlton, or for example, even Virgin, etc. Airline industry, you know, the famous Southwest Airline. Employees are supposed to spend certain part of their working hour on field with the customers. So it is not marketing who has to get the feedback. It is not research agency who gives you the feedback. It is internally experienced, executive experience through channelized feedback that comes in. All employees need to embody the internal, or employee has to embody the intended customer experience. So now again, that intended customer experience is not the design of the marketing people. It is like collectively you could see that this is what is the feedback coming from customers, and then this is what you should do. So everybody becomes party to that and just say no to off-strategy ideas. Now this is very, very important. You have been hearing before this session, you have been hearing innovation is a buzzword. Allow employees to share ideas, have seven heads of, you know, idea filtration in organization, encourage. Now somewhere, now this needs to be critically looked at. The customer-centric organizations strives to not wither away, not, you know, like go away with any ideas and every ideas. They first have to have a clear focus why they are there. So that's what strategic narrative, when I told you what is required to be known, is organizations while defining the strategic narrative should know what they are there for. Okay, that is first thing. Their employee should know what the customer expectations are, and when these two things match, what is the intended experience for which customer is coming to you? That has to be very clear. So even idea filtration, customer experience is put on in the center to filter away, not to get carried away by any idea which requires and which may take you to a different side. It may give you additional revenue stream, but is it customer-centric idea? That needs to be probed. So now we are looking at benefits of customer centricity. So these are those six benefits. I'll briefly try and give you the understanding. The first one is very important to have. That's a differentiating aspects. Companies vis-a-vis competition, those who outperform competition in the race for customer centricity and otherwise thereafter, customer is the core competency. That is what one need to understand. Having customer in the center or being customer centric, but that depends on developing understanding of customer as your core competency. So how are you going to make and understand your customers? That's very essential. Recognizing opportunities for growth. Now when you work with customers, what you earlier also I have said, you know, organizations become very flexible, they are very nimble, they are able to understand and absorb the changing needs of the customers. Now when you do that, it opens up the reason for you to grow, and so you are able to capture opportunities much before others realize. It leads to increasing customer satisfactions. You are always able to provide the kind of a product that he was needing, improvise your product, come out with new product to attend to their new challenges and the solutions they are seeking, etc., and deliver them. Experience is the delivery, and deliver them exceedingly well around, centered around your value proposition, which you are holding so well. So that will lead to customer satisfaction, and satisfied customers mostly comes back to the place where he finds a lot of satisfactions, creating a unique experience. So that satisfaction and earlier part is all aimed at giving an unparalleled experience to the customers. He cannot visualize that same being available elsewhere. And once you do that, the relationship and bonding starts for the loyalty and market share and profit. So when your relation and loyalty journey starts, the market share that you will get, more and more customers will want to come and use your product and service. Your ability to leverage on price, where even if you raise a price, customer sees a value, both match together, a reduced acquisition cost and reduce the cost of promotions, etc. also, because you have a large base available, that leads to the increased profitability. So these are those six benefits. So now we enter the next section, developing customer centricity with CRM. Friends, you must see that we have covered halfway most of the objective. The only objective is to know this part, and which is going to take almost another half. CRM, customer relationship management, as you all probably know, is just the enterprise resource platform, IT. And then you feel that just feeding the data in and getting the reminder to call, getting the reminder or quotation issued, delivering the product brochure instantly, that's not necessarily a CRM. CRM, if becomes a holistic strategy around customer centricity, then the cultural shift that CRM has to bring plays a very vital role. And therefore, some call this customer centricity, other coin an approach known as the voice of the customers. CRM allows you to listen to the voice of the customers, and is that therefore CRM is not IT only, it's an integration of people, processes and technology. So technology may give you reminder, but if you do not attend, technology may forewarn you, but if you do not act on it, then it doesn't help. So it's an integration of people, process and technology, which allows a company to leverage information. So the CRM just throws the information. How do you leverage? And leverage for what? Leverage is to connect and establish a relation, rapport with the required customer, so that you can become a profitable customer. So thank you.